Thank you, choir. Appreciate that so much, the work that you put into that and the blessing that I know that it's been to us this morning here on this Resurrection Day 2014. What a blessing. I'm going to just for a brief moment, I'd like to look at a couple of verses in Acts chapter 4. If you'd like to turn there, you're welcome to. I'm going to hurry on through because we only have a few minutes and I don't want to hold you too long. But Acts chapter 4, we are following up on Acts chapter 3. That surprised you, didn't it? You didn't know you were going to get all that information today. But in Acts chapter 3, we find Peter and John being used of God to heal a man who was lame from the very time he was born. Actually, from his mother's womb. He was lame in the womb. And when he was born, he was never able to properly use his legs and feet. He was not able to walk. Peter and John were used by God to heal this man. And they were brought before the religious leaders of that day, and they were questioned about the miracle, supposedly, that they had performed. And we find in verse 8 of Acts chapter 4, Peter's response to the question, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, verse 8, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Earlier in the musical presentation this morning, the choir sang a line that really jumped out to me. "Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole." There was a man here in first century Palestine who needed wholeness. He longed to be whole physically. He longed to be healthy. He longed to be able to do what he was created to do. One of the things, to walk, to use his feet properly. The choir has been singing about Jesus Messiah. If we go to the New Testament, we find the name of the Lord Jesus, Jesus, the Lord is salvation. And we find that title Christ, which is the New Testament Greek equivalent to the Old Testament Hebrew Messiah, the Anointed One. Jesus Messiah, Jesus Christ, and Peter wanted it to be known by everyone there that day and by everyone in the nation of Israel that it was by the name of Jesus Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. It was by this man, Jesus Messiah, that this man would stand there whole before them. In the short time we have this morning, I would like to make sure that everyone here knows, and everyone as far as this audience can reach, and every life that we can touch in any way, to make sure that they know that there's one name by which we can be made whole. And the longing that the choir sang of, that the songwriter wrote of many years ago, that longing to be whole was not just a physical wholeness. But of course it went far beyond that, far deeper than that, to a spiritual wholeness, a spiritual wellness. The Lord Jesus said that those who were sick are the ones who need a physician. And the Lord Jesus said, "I have come to call sinners to repentance." Sinners, those who recognize their need, who recognize their sickness, the sickness that ultimately leads to a complete spiritual death, separation from God forever in the lake of fire from which there is no wholeness available. You know, I don't know what your longing is this morning for wholeness. There may be some here, I know we have some in our meeting that are going through physical needs, and you have a longing for a physical wholeness to be made well. Some of you are struggling emotionally in your life, very likely, and some mentally with thoughts and things that are coming against you, and there's a longing to be whole, to be well, to be healed from those things. You know, we know from the Scripture that all of our physical problems, all of our mental and emotional problems, our relational, every problem in life ultimately can be traced back to the fact that we live in a sinful world and we ourselves are sinful creatures. We have a sin nature. And there's a longing within us to have those things made whole. But deeper than all of that, it must come down to that reality that there must be a spiritual wholeness. You see, the Lord Jesus, Jesus Messiah, came to call the sinners to repentance. The sinners to change our minds, to understand that wholeness can only come through Him, that our problem is sin. Our problem is our separation from God, caused by our attitudes and our actions and our words and our thoughts and everything else that about us that's apart from God and against God. And He wants us to see His Son, Jesus Messiah. The choir is saying eloquently concerning His death, the shedding of His blood, the giving of His life, Him being our ransom, Him being our substitute, Him coming to redeem us, to rescue us. And that offer is still available today for all of us who are willing to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. And you know what? There is a positional wholeness, a positional healing that can come to anyone who is willing to acknowledge before God, I'm a sinner. I have sinned against You. I am guilty. There's nothing I can do. But I believe that Your Son, Jesus Messiah, not only came to this earth to heal people physically, but He came here to give His life that we might be healed spiritually. And He bore our sins there at Calvary. And as we've heard, He was raised again, God's stamp of approval. This is My Son in whom I am well pleased. And this is the sacrifice in which I am well pleased, the only sacrifice. Have you received the Lord Jesus? If you've received Him, then you could stand and you could say, by the name of Jesus, Messiah of Nazareth, who was crucified because of me, whom God raised from the dead, by Him I stand here whole. Is that your testimony this morning? Are you whole spiritually? Have you been forgiven of your sins because you've trusted the Lord Jesus? You've received Him, the living, resurrected Savior, as your Savior. You know, we're thankful that also through the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, the gospel, the good news, touches not only our position, it touches our practice. And there's a practical wholeness where God is working in the lives of believers to conform us to the image of Jesus Messiah, His Son. And that's His desire. And one day, because there's also a prospective wholeness, one day all who receive the Lord Jesus by faith and turn away from whatever we were counting on to get us to God and receive simply by faith the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who died for our sins and was buried and rose again. He said, one day I'm gonna take you and you're going to be just like My Son. And you're going to have a new body. You're not going to have any physical problems anymore. There's going to be a complete wholeness physically. One of these days there's going to be a complete emotional healing, a complete mental healing. And we're going to be away from sin. We're going to be healed even of the temptation that sin brings against us. That's our prospect. And it's all because of this man, Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all, as our choir concluded by singing. It's because of us that He was crucified, Jew and Gentile alike. It was our sin for which He died. But God has raised Him from the dead. And by Him, this man stands here whole before you today. And many of you in this room sit where you are, and it's because of the wholeness spiritually that you've experienced through the Lord Jesus. But there may be some here this morning that have never experienced that. We would love to talk with you. Many others would love to talk with you about how you can know that your sins are forgiven, you are spiritually whole and right before God, and have the wonderful prospect that believers have, and also have the assurance that God is working in us both to give us the desire to please Him and to be able to please Him even in this life, even as we struggle with the physical and emotional and relational problems of this life. May the Lord bless you. We're going to close in prayer. We trust that this will be a very special resurrection day for you. We hope it already has been. The Lord Jesus offers Himself to you. Right where you sit, as we close in prayer, you can ask Him to save you from your sin. And He will, because He died for you and rose again. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for the beautiful presentation of Jesus Messiah. We thank You for sending Your Son, for anointing Him. He is the only one qualified to come to this earth, to become one of us yet apart from sin. Thank You for His purity, His sinlessness. And Father, we thank You for His substitutionary death there at Calvary. Father, thank You for placing our sin on the Lord Jesus. Thank You for placing the sins of the whole world on Him and then raising Him from the dead. Father, showing that You approved, You accepted His perfect sacrifice. Father, we pray for any here this morning that have never received the Lord Jesus, that have never acknowledged their need, that have never seen themselves as sin-sick, separated from You, dead in trespasses and sins. Father, we thank You for the new life that so many of us have received in the Lord Jesus, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but all because of Your mercy. You've saved us. Thank You that it's by grace that anyone can be saved through faith and not of ourselves. Thank You that it is Your gift to us. Father, may we rejoice today in Jesus Messiah. We thank You for raising Him from the dead, and we pray in His name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you. The Lord is risen.